Man, wasn't that just so awesome? Just seeing the fire of God around you. And know what's nice about that? That's reality. That's like that. Because God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He's always with you. That ever enfolding fire of healing and protection is always there. We can go to Psalm 91. It says there that those who hide in the shadow of your wings, they are protected. If we are in the shadow of His wings, if we can come to a place where we say, man, God, I identify with the glory of God. I identify with Your glory. Hallelujah. That's for me. That's God. That's who He truly is. And that's where healing is hidden. That's where healing is put away. That's where healing really flows and manifests from. Now, when we go to 2 Corinthians, you're going to see that we cannot walk in the glory and the true power of God from a law mentality. It's impossible. It will just not be possible. Now, I'm going to take you to something now, and we're really going to get into what I want to say and to the manifestation of the power of God and how we manifest the power of God. Now, remember what we said in the previous session. And man, you can just go through this again and again, especially the last part, and just start to meditate upon it, as you've just done. You'll just still experience that presence, man. I can just feel it still around me. It's here. God is here. Who He truly is. He's always been here. But I only started to become aware of Him as I start to meditate, as I start to think of Him. Hallelujah. Now we're going to get a bit deeper into this, because there's a deeper place in this. Hallelujah. Now, open the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to read from verse 17. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass or in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory. Man, isn't that awesome? But we, all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now let's read verse 14. It says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. So what he says here is, when you're under the law, you cannot look into the glory the way you're supposed to look into the glory, because your face will be veiled. You will not be able to see the glory of God, because it's grace. But the moment you start to see Jesus, the law veil is taken away. Now remember, the reading of the law does not only speak of the Ten Commandments. It speaks of reading any scripture with a law mentality. When you look into the glory of God through Jesus Christ, verse 18 applies to you. It says, but we all, with open face, not under the law. This is what Paul was saying. I'm not seeking my own righteousness. My own righteousness by the law I count but dung, for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, which was the glory of God according to Romans 6, verses 4. But we all, with open face, written by Paul again, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image as what we are beholding, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Man, isn't that powerful? So what does he say here? And this is the key for bringing healing to people. When you look into the glory of God, who do you see? Of course, you are seeing the glory of God and you are seeing God. But he says, when you look into the glory, you are looking as if you are looking in a mirror. Now, who do you see in a mirror? You only see yourself. So, man, this is awesome. When you look into the glory, Moses' glory, when you look into Ezekiel, what he saw, that glory, when you look into what Habakkuk wrote, when you look into what Malachi wrote, and you see this awesome fire, this enfolding fire with healing wrapped all around it, with lightning like shafts of fire coming out of his hands, all of that. When you see all of that, you're looking in a mirror. You are just seeing what's in you. But you can only see it when your mind is unveiled. When the law is not in your mind. When you say, as He is, so am I in this world. Man, that's the whole thing. So out of His hand come lightning like shafts of fire. And therein is the hiding place of His power. Oh my God, let me see You. I see that lightning like shafts of fire just going out of God. Out of His hand. Therein is the healing power of God. In front of His feet goes the pestilence. I mean, it just runs away from Him. Wherever He walks, the fire just expels all of darkness. It just goes away from Him. Whoa, isn't that awesome? Yeah, that's God. But when I look into the Scripture, when I look into the perfect law of liberty, the Bible says in James, I behold as in a mirror. When I look and I say, perfectly redeemed, perfectly made righteous, perfectly glorious, I look as in a mirror and I behold myself. Oh, isn't that powerful? I'm not saying I'm God, but what I'm saying is that God of glory indwells me. That fire is in me. That fire is in my hands. That fire is in my eyes. Isn't that so, so profound? It is so, so powerful. It is. That's all it is. If you just go to Acts chapter 2, we can go and read it there. Let's go there and just read it. Acts chapter 2. Remember what Ezekiel saw. He saw a fire and he saw a wind. Amen. Now, Acts chapter 2. From verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost that came upon them. It was the glory of God that came upon them, and then they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Every part of them was made full of the glory of God. You know, when you are born again, your spirit is renewed. But when the Spirit comes upon your flesh, you are made full of the glory of God. Your hands, your hair, your eyes, your ears, your mind, everything is filled with the glory of God. And then it says, when we behold the glory of God, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it says, we look as into a mirror and we are changed from the law glory to the New Testament glory like this. Oh man, isn't that awesome? So the more I can behold the New Testament glory, the glory of God that came to me by Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let me explain this to you, why it is like that. When Jesus died, He died with normal human flesh like me and you. But when He was resurrected, He was glorified. Amen. And with His glorified body, He represents you and me. And when we see Him as He truly is, and we do that, not with a law mind which is sin conscious, but which is perfect righteousness conscious, perfection conscious, that as He is in 1 John 4:18, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. So what I see there, I see as in a mirror, that is me. The more you reflect, the more you identify with yourself with who He truly is today in His resurrected, glorified body, the more you are changed today into what you see there. Man, hallelujah. So what I do when I pray for the sick, and I saw this at Prophet T.B. Joshua, and God taught me this out of the Scriptures. If I pray for the sick, or I don't want to say pray for the sick, when I bring healing to the sick in Jesus' name, I see Jesus for who He is. And I don't just do it right there. I do it in my life. Through meditation, when I'm quiet, when I'm in bed, when I'm lying down, I see the glorified Christ. I see a fire from the loins up and a fire from the loins down. I see hair as white as wool. I see eyes as a consuming fire. Hallelujah. A consuming goodness. I see a hand with lightning like shafts of fire going out of Him. And I say, oh my God. I look as into a mirror, because all that I see now is the only way I can see Christ in me. How do you look inside? You look into a mirror so that you can see what's in you. And that mirror is the Bible, the glory of God. When I see that, I see what's inside me. So I go through these scriptures in Malachi. I say in Malachi chapter 4, and the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his tongues of fire and flame that come out of him. The Son of Righteousness. I see the Son of Righteousness. Oh, the glory of God. That glory is in me. When Jesus takes that glory and he lays it upon somebody that is sick, that sickness, that healing consumes that sickness. Hallelujah. The hand of God. Therein is the hiding place of His power. Then He said to me, go and lay your hands on the sick. Why? Because my hands is the hands of God. And to the measure of faith, and that I can believe it and see it in the, see the glory of God, that's the measure in which the Son of God will manifest the glory of God. It will be a glorious manifestation. Isn't that awesome? Man, that's the power of God. That's who we are in Jesus Christ. So, when I look at a sickness, out of me comes fire. Not just, well, I just look and now fire comes out of me. No, that is manifested by faith. So as I am fully persuaded, that's the word faith, fully persuaded in what Christ has done, that glory is in me. When I look at you, there's fire going out of my eyes. Amen. And that fire is, I can administer it, I can use it. So when I look at somebody that's sick, by just looking at him, he can be healed. I've seen it so many times. When a farmer's land doesn't want to produce, and I walk there, by faith, not just normal walking, walking by faith, looking into the glory. That faith manifests. If I walk on it, it becomes fertile. Hallelujah. And you as well. Amen. When I pray for somebody that's got cancer, you cannot walk in the supernatural power of God being fleshly. You must be spiritual. Spiritual is to be spiritually minded. The Bible says, let this mind be in you which was in Christ. He didn't count it robbery to be called equal with God. He didn't count it robbery to be called equal with God. Listen, if you look into the glory of God, don't think you're stealing something from God to say, what I see in Ezekiel, what I see in Exodus, what I see in Malachi, what I see on the glorification on the mountain, what I see where Jesus resurrected, that I see in the book of Revelations. Don't count it robbery to say, I'm stealing something from God to say, that's how I look. No way. That is what Paul was writing. I don't want to know the law, because the law makes me sin conscious and says, what I see, I can't be that. It makes me that I cannot even see who He truly is and what I am. Oh, but when I look into that, that is who I am. Can Jesus see in the Spirit? Of course. That's why I can. That's why what I see around me is not imagination. It's the truth. Hallelujah. What I see around me, listen, you can see what Jesus sees. You know, I've had people say you can't see angels. Man, if you say that, you're foolish. Can Jesus see an angel? Well, then I can. When? Whenever I want. When can Jesus see an angel? Whenever He wants. As He is, so am I. When I look into the glory of God, I look as into a mirror. And then Acts chapter 2, tongues as of fire came and sat upon them. With a mighty wind. That's the whirlwind of Ezekiel that came upon and into human beings. It came upon them and then they were filled, the inside and the outside, full of that whirlwind came into them. Then they went out and preached the gospel. 3,000 got saved. Then Peter walked. He said, what I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus. Be healed. The Bible says that the mouth of God, out of Him comes a two-edged, out of His mouth comes a sword, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Out of His mouth, His voice is like thunder. It's like the rushing waters. That's His voice. When I speak to you today, I don't preach with my voice. I preach and what comes out of me is an awesome rumble of power going to you. When I pray for somebody, or we call it praying for somebody, I don't know why we call praying for the sick. When we heal the sick, when we bring forth the manifested glory of God as a manifested, glorious manifestation of the sons of God. When I say in the name of Jesus, be healed. Listen, all of the glory of God according to the measure of my faith that I have manifests through me. That fire goes out of me. It goes into the person that is directed to and consumes all of that sickness. You know, God says He's a consuming fire. The Hebrew word, one of the meanings of the word heal in Isaiah 53, which is, I'm healed by His wounds, we are healed. That word heal, one of the meanings in the Hebrew language is to consume. Oh, hallelujah. So, what happens? I speak, fire comes out of me, man. The glorious manifestation of God. That's who I am. And in that level of reality I live. And I don't live by the light. Oh my God, I see the cancer. No, I see God. I see the, my God, I must go and heal somebody now. I must go and bring this healing in the name of Jesus. So I come in the name of Jesus or on behalf of Christ, Jesus Himself. And if I come on behalf of Him, I come in who He is. Hallelujah. So, oh hallelujah, I see that sickness. When somebody phones me, you know it's not a problem to pray for him. Because the Holy Spirit is where He is. And the Holy Spirit is in me. So I am where He is. And the same with you. You are with me in the studio now. Even if you listen to this a year after I preached this. Because in the Spirit there's no time and no place. I'm preaching to you right now. You are seated here with me. Amen. And I'm sharing the Word of God to people that are seated here, right now. Although it's just me in this camera, in the physical. But in the spiritual, it's not like that. In the spirit, there's, and that's reality. It becomes real. It's the truth. Not it becomes real. That which is fake fades away. And I look into the glory of God. This place is flooded with angels. It's full of the glory of manifestation of the glory of God. There's a power. I'm sharing it. I'm sitting here with you. You are just, I can just see you being filled with this glory. I see light breaking forth out of you as this revelation just saturates your mind. As you say, oh Lord, out of my hands I start to see lightning like shafts of fire. Oh my God, I see myself, tongues as a fire, coming out of me. As I just come close to people, I see the pestilence going before me. They are healed in Jesus' name. When I speak, there's fire. My hair is as white as wool as well. Amen. The name of Jesus, this glorious name, is put upon me as well. I am called a Christian now. Also anointed with the same anointing. The same Spirit that came upon Jesus comes upon me. Amen. And the Bible says, and this was what was prophesied by the prophet Joel. And the last days I'll pour out my Spirit upon human flesh. Thank you, my God. This is not anymore normal human flesh. It's not that anymore. Your anointing, your Spirit, your glory, which was upon, which Moses saw, which Ezekiel saw, which all Old Testament prophets saw, which Peter, James and John saw on the mountain when Jesus was transfigured. It's upon me now. It came upon my human flesh. These hands has got abilities that it normally didn't have. When I put it on somebody, they feel heat. It's got power in it. And it's not part of confession, it's reality confession. Anything else is confessing the lie. Oh, glory be to God. So we lay our hands on the sick. Oh my God. You know what I sometimes do, and I saw this with Prophet E.B. Joshua. I will deliberately not lay this physical hand on somebody. You know why? Because I want to be conscious of the Spirit. It just helps me to meditate in the Spirit. So I take my hand, and as you are right there, and as this crowd of people, you might just say, "Bert, you're in another world." Man, I am not here. I'm in another world. I set my hand upon people in the name of Jesus. I see people being touched. I see people's lives being changed. I see people receiving glory. As I speak, I see fire going to people, my hands. And that's how I pray for the sick. Hallelujah. That's how I administer healing to them. So many times I will just go and stand in front of somebody like this. And I just, whew, the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When I walk in a room, I see the reflection from the glory of God from the walls in the Spirit. Because that's reality. But Bertie, I want to see a physical cloud manifesting. Man, why do you want to wait for something like that to happen? You can enter into reality right now. You are spirit, man. Stop to look with those physical eyes for one day in your life and start to open your spiritual life. Start to see it. And the way I do it is, I close my eyes, I see it in my mind. I say, God, show me the reality of it. And when I open my eyes, I see it, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in that realm, you can see everything. You can see the cancer in somebody. You can see the darkness in him, and you just be healed now in Jesus' name. And sometimes I will not even pray loud with my voice because I want to renew my mind so to the spiritual talk and not the physical talk. I'll just be quiet. Some of you people that I pray for, I tell you, man, I just want to be quiet for a moment. You think I'm just quiet. Man, that's when the real anointing flows. Then by the Spirit I say, I see myself in Christ and Christ in me. And not just a theory, the literal Christ's anointing in me. The glory of God upon me. Hallelujah. Romans 8, the Bible says, whom He predestined and those whom He chose, He glorified. And whom he justified and whom He justifies, He glorified. Amen. I'm glorified. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glorified. According to Romans chapter 8. So here's the glory of God upon me. I'm glorified. Be healed. From here. From the glory of God. Be healed. Amen. Like T.B. Joshua says. And as I do the same. It's over. Woo! Glory. It's over. That sickness, it's over. Poverty. Don't struggle with tithes and all tithes and sowing and reaping and all of that rubbish. It's over by the glory of God. Just whew, hallelujah. It's over, my friend. Because it's as good as God that said it. It comes from the most excellent glory of God. Man, isn't that powerful? And tongues that God says, don't go and preach. You can't heal the sick. Nothing. But then tongues as of fire came upon people. They started speaking other tongues, which they could. The anointing came upon this tongue. You know, I see myself. I see the tongue of God. I see His glory. I see His fire. When I speak with power. Hallelujah. When I preach in these sessions, I don't sit here and try to convey some message. No ways. I'm here, I preach the word, but it comes from the most excellent glories as if God says it. It's anointed. Amen. The same with you. I don't preach this to tell you who I am. I'm preaching this to tell you who you are. Hallelujah. Now I want to encourage you to go to the homepage. Click on Miracle Video. There's a place just, I think it's just above or just beneath the latest message on the bottom of the first page of the home page. Just click there, watch miracles. You'll see how I minister to the sick. Sometimes I will just lay my hand. Sometimes I will just stretch forth my hand. And you know there's a scripture where the Bible says, and God shook His hand over the Egyptian sea. And a fire wind came. And did smite the sea into seven directions and seven streams. He shook His hand over the Egyptian sea. And fire wind came. And did smite that sea into seven streams and seven ways. Isn't that powerful? He shook His hand. Sometimes you'll find me shaking my hand like that. It's not because I'm trying to do something stupid. It is God in me. Hallelujah, man. Is it because I saw it with T.B. Josh, that's why he's doing that? No, I don't think of that man. I'm not conscious of him. I'm not conscious of any other guys in some cloud of witnesses around me. I'm conscious of the Almighty. Hallelujah. I don't want to walk in the power of Smith Wigglesworth. I don't want to walk in the power of A.A. Allen. Man, he's dead and gone. I'm thinking of God. Hallelujah. Think of God. That's who you are. When you look into the glory of God, not into the glory of A.L. and the glory of this or that. I don't want the spirit of A.L. I don't want the spirit of whoever. I want just God. It's enough for me. If God's not enough for you, that's fine. But it's enough for me. Hallelujah. And by His Spirit we move and operate and see the glory of God. Amen. You know what? When you start to tap into that glory, you can go and sit down at the table and have a conversation with Jesus for an hour and see Him. Man, that's awesome. You might say, this is too spooky for me. Well, just listen to the first session. Stay with that and just minister with that. You know, just say, my God, I qualify by my level of faith. I don't know how to meditate. I don't know this. I'm just going to lay my hands. Do it. It's right. But as you grow, you will find more. There's more. Starting to identify with who God is. That's what Paul said. This is what Paul was talking about. I don't want to know the law, for I want to see Him for who He truly is. I want to know Him, and I want to know the power of His resurrection. With our eyes veiled with the law, we cannot see the glory of God. Man, hallelujah. This is it. Now, watch this video. See how I pray for the sick. And now you go and do the same. Don't try and copy my movements. Don't do that. That's foolishness, man. Think of God. What, you know what Jesus says? He says, I only do what I see my Father do. Man, hallelujah. He only says what He hears His Father say. Isn't that powerful? This is how we heal the sick. Now the Bible says, let's end off with the scripture where we started. Mark chapter 16. Your hands aren't just normal hands, my friend. You are a powerhouse. You are clothed with the glory of God. Now, and I want to say this before I read the scripture. The greatest enemy to all of this is church politics. The greatest enemy of this is the law. There was a time when I walked in this so powerfully. And I'm walking in it now again. But then I got involved in people not wanting to, trying to fight with me about the law and trying to prove myself and all that. Listen, man, if somebody doesn't want to take the message of grace, this is what I do. I'll speak to you about it 3 times. If he doesn't want to listen, then God will send somebody else. Because after that, he's going to try and convince you, and then pride is going to step in and all of that to prove himself. And don't fight that fight. If you are in a church where you are persecuted for righteousness, leave, man. You don't have to stay there. Become part of the web church. Here you'll get grace. Or go to another church where you find grace. Don't fight all the time. Leave. That fighting will hurt you. That fighting, you know what happens now? Now you come home and you start to meditate upon what so-and-so said. All of a sudden when you're at bed at night, you see the face of the man that is opposing you and what he says. And then you are in an argument with him. Yeah, and then you see how he speaks to you about a certain scripture. Now you answer him back, the man's not even there. And you are in this argument all the time, talking to yourself. Not even talking to God. Where, you know, you can see that man standing in front of you saying something negative. You can see it. You can feel it. Why can't you hear God saying something positive about you? And the more you keep yourself in that bad situation, the more you'll hear that man, the more difficult it will be to get out of it. Leave. Leave. Don't come for this teaching of the apostolic and being under a covering and all of that. Run for your life. It will kill you. I tell you, the moment I got out of all that apostolic covering and stuff, this ministry exploded and became 3 times bigger in three months. They were keeping me down. I was under a man's covering. Oh, you know what covers me? Oh, there's a rainbow that's over me. Because I'm seated on the throne of God with Him in Jesus Christ. And I'm seated with Him. And glory is in me. Eternal life is just in my veins. Hallelujah. It's in my mind. It's in my eyes. I hear the angels sing. But do you hear angels sing? Yes, whenever I want. Hallelujah. Do you see angels whenever I want? Can you see God whenever I want? Hallelujah. But it takes a real humble guy to say that. You must humble yourself before the scriptures. God says, if you look into the glory, you see yourself. Now, humble yourself. Don't say, but it cannot be. Humble yourself. Agree with God. You'll see the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I could just see people getting revealed. I see people jumping up saying, yes. I jump with you. I say, yes. Amen. This is the truth. Hallelujah. So whenever you see a sickness again, pastor, leader, whoever you are, when you go to your church, whenever you say to somebody, be healed, man, see the cancer drying up. Not imagine it. See it. Oh, it's the truth. It's not an imagination. Don't let the devil say you are imagining something. You're not imagining something. You're a spiritual being. If you are a spiritual being, you've got spiritual ears, spiritual eyes, spiritual senses. Live by it. And don't let anybody say you're imagining anything. You're not imagining. It's the truth. They're imagining because they believe it's imagination. That's why it's merely imaginations. But to me, I take the scripture. I take what the word of God says. To you, take what the word of God says. It's a fire in following himself. So if you in your mind sees a fire in following himself, it's not an imagination. You're seeing the truth. You're thinking of the truth. When you open your eyes, you see that fire rain falling on you, cleansing the whole place. Listen, my house is full of that. The car driver is full of that. Myself, I'm full of that. There's no place for a demon or a curse, man. There's no place for that. I'm a manifested, glorious, manifested Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. And you. Amen. And I don't say this from up here, down there. I say this from the platform, standing with my feet firmly on this earth with Jesus Christ. Not being high-minded about myself, but being high-minded about what God's done and about you. You qualify. Hallelujah. Now you understand what the laying of hands is. That's why it says, speak unto this mountain. Now whatever mountain there is in your life, just speak unto it. Why? But you know, if you just come with words and you say, well, financial problem, for instance. Finances, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. You're going to clear up now. You're never going to be here again. And you're now going to be gone. And you just say it from, well, the Bible says speak and now I speak and let's hope for something to happen. You're not going to have anything. I think by the mercy of God you can have something because God just treats you better than what you deserve. But when I speak to finances, you know what I do? I come and I walk into the throne room of God. I see all the wealth of God. And I see how wealthy I am. And I've got no needs. No need, nothing. I cannot be tempted with anything. I sit there. And my God shall meet my need in accordance to His riches that is in glory. Now I want to add, by your faith. Now, if you believe that you are poor and that you must do something to get God to do something for you and you don't see yourself as already very wealthy as God, you'll be poor. Now, I said, oh my God. I see all of this glory. I see all of this finance. I see all of this. It's already. I just come out of this and I speak to my situation. I say, poverty, you are gone. Need you are met, it's paid for in Jesus' name. And it's gone. Hallelujah. It's there. I am blessed. The power of God's there. It manifests by the glory of God. Amen. Isn't that powerful? Sickness. People that must favor, all of that. The Bible says that the righteous has got favor with God and man. So I come and I see the favor that God has. The favor that Jesus has. It's mine. I don't see His and now I'm walking by His. No. His is mine. It is mine. I see that glory. And from that most excellent glory, I speak. I say, I've got favor with you. You will never be able to resist me. You will just like me. It's like looking into the eyes of Jesus. I mean, who can resist? You just melt. The love and the glory. That guy, I might even behave wrongly. He will say, I don't know why. But I want to bless this guy. People listening to me, they will just say, I don't know why, I just want to give him money. It's the way it works. Hallelujah. That's why I never have to beg for money on television. That's why I never have to beg for money on this website. Never. It's your choice. But my prosperity is from the heavens. And you know what? Even if I don't have clothes to put on my body, because this glory is my reality, I'll never be poor. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God, for what you've done. Father, I thank you that people can go with this. Lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. Speak with the power of God and meditate in your truth. Thank you, my Father. Thank you that I can see you smile over me. Thank you that I can see just your glory and that light just flowing through me. Thank you that I can see your light just falling on people. I can see people just falling out under the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. I see people praying in tongues right now. Oh, hallelujah. Now, if you've never received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you can get it right now. And that's what's so wonderful, you know. In the Spirit, I was just seeing people falling out under the power of God, starting to pray in tongues. Now, that's what Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. So that's what the Father's doing right now. So that's what I'm doing now. So if you have never received the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, you can receive it right now. Do you have a willing heart? Are we in one accord that we want to go out and preach the gospel to others? Of course. You want to go and heal the sick like Jesus asked us to go and do? Of course. That's why we are together. That's why we are listening to this broadcast. That's why we are listening to the session. That's why you are here. So you are in unity. So right now, all you do is just receive the power. Don't go out without this power. Just receive it. It's yours. Oh, hallelujah. Receive that power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory comes over all of you that's listening to this right now. In the privacy of your home or wherever you listen to this. Power now in Jesus' name. I lay my hands upon you and I say, receive the Holy Spirit now. Oh, hallelujah. You can pray in other tongues now. Just continue in there. Just start praying that tongue. It's in you. The glory of God's over you. Lightning like shafts of fire is coming out of your hands. You are filled with glory. You are filled with power. It is yours right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, just continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. And after you've done that, send me an email on contact us just there. Or under testimonies, just say, it's touched me in this way, miracles or other. You click on testimony, what type of miracle you've received, click on that, and then you say, I want to add my testimony, and you add it. It's under testimonies, you just do that. Or just under contact us, info@dynamicministries.com. Contact us, tell us what God has done for you through the session. And I also want to hear about the miracles that happened to you, that we can do it. You know, and if you are within range, we want to come to you and just record it, speak to you, put it on the air, do something if you are willing. Man, hallelujah. God bless you, glorious child of God that has today received the glorious gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.